you will hear a woman called Claire Jackson, who is a professional footballer, talking about how she managed to make football her career. For each question, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
I always loved playing football. When I was a child, I used to play with my older brother and his friends in the park. It was very near the local football stadium. My brother was 2 years older than me, and so were his friends. At first, it was difficult for me, as my brother and his friends were bigger and stronger, but that probably helped me to develop into a much better player. I learnt to use my skills and speed to make up for my lack of strength and height. I was also good at making quick decisions, not just in football, and this was really useful. I remember when I started playing with my brother's friends, no one wanted me to be on their team, but that soon changed. When I went to secondary school, I played for my school team, and I soon realised I was more influential in almost every game I played in than many of my teammates. I loved playing in matches, but I think one of the reasons I'm able to have a career as a footballer now is that I enjoyed training too. Some players thought that training was boring, but I was never bored, and I often stayed behind to do more. My parents weren't too keen on me spending so much time playing, but as long as I always did my homework and got good marks in my exams, they were fully supportive of my hobby, as it was at the time. Shortly after my 14th birthday, I was just about to play in a match for my school when the school coach told me that a scout from a big football club was coming to watch our team play in order to hire potential players for their academy. I remember thinking to myself that I needed to really impress him to have a chance of being asked to join the club. During the game, at first I was a bit scared of making mistakes and I started to doubt that I was playing well enough to be chosen. But then I told myself to relax and just focus on the game I was playing. After that, I played much better. In fact, my performance was as good as I could have hoped for. I created a lot of chances and scored 2 goals. I didn't stop running. It was really exhausting. Well, it was all worth it. I'm happy to say that I was asked to join the academy, and that's when I began to realise that I could actually become a professional footballer. Being a female footballer, you have to deal with a lot of negative comments. People say that the women's game is more limited when compared to the men's game because it's a bit slower. But I think it's just that they have less respect for female footballers. I find it a bit irritating and confusing, to be honest, but it makes me more motivated to do well. I'm convinced the women's game is equally entertaining to watch. The only issue is we don't get enough spectators. Even now, when we've had female presidents and leaders, it's a bit concerning to know that some girls still think there are jobs that only men can do. But I hope that if more female players are given greater opportunities to play, children will realise that football is a game for both girls and boys. I've been luckier than many female players. So far, I'm really pleased with how well things have turned out for me. I've been to 2 World Cups and won some trophies here in this country, and I've been fortunate to only have picked up a few minor injuries in my career so far. I must say, I have no regrets about becoming a footballer. It really is the most amazing thing that's happened to me.